Senada, aleluia.
Que aleluia.
Let's rise up on our feet, please. As we close our eyes, I'll sing this song loud and clear. And sing from our heart. Holy Spirit, be
because of the mighty moving of your power. We thank you because it is only your agenda that will stand after all other ones have disappeared. We give you praise. Accept that advance in Jesus' name. This morning, before we leave this place, turn our lives around for good. Lay your hands upon our destiny. Open our understanding. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let's have a say, God bless you. Say what I'm going to say now after me.
We buy it, lady.
I shall not miss the presence of God. Can you say that loud and clear? Can you shout at the top of your voice? Can you make it even louder than that? That is the title of our short exhortation this morning.
According Oro iyanju wa lowuro yi ni
in 1 Samuel chapter 10.
Iwe kini Samuel ori kewa.
We begin to see the moving of God in the life of a man.
Ari bi Olorun ti rin ninu aye okunrin ko.
1 Samuel chapter 10.
Iwe kini Samuel ori kewa.
We begin to see the moving of God in the life of this unknown man.
Ari rin Olorun ninu aye eni ti a o ko yi.
Nobody knew what he was at that time.
You see eni to mo nigba yen.
He was not popular. But immediately God began to show him his presence. The presence of God brought popularity and brought fame to his life. I pray this morning that the presence of God shall manifest in your life in the
world.
Samuel took a vow of honor.
Samuel is in Wigoro
and poured it upon his head. And kissed him. And said, is it not because God has anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? Who did Samuel anoint here?
Samuel
unknown man before this time. The presence of God will move you from where you are and move you to where you should
be.
When that presence falls upon a person,
it
will move him from being a known entity to somebody that is known. That's why I say you should pray for yourself. I shall not miss the presence of God. In verse 24, and Samuel said to all the people,
Samuel is weeping for poor Aweni.
See him whom the Lord has chosen. There is none like him among all the people.
And
all the people shouted, God save the king.
What did we do? Kioba, Kioba.
What a glorious beginning of God who was with him. But something happened again in 1 Samuel chapter 16.
His story had changed.
To the negative side. 1 Samuel 16:1.
Samuel,
how long will thou mourn for Saul? Sin have rejected him from reigning over Israel. May you never be rejected by God in the name of
Jesus.
Fill that heart with oil and go. And I will send it to Jesse the
Bethlehemite.
For I provided me a king among his sons. Almighty, I have baptized the position of Saul in heaven.
ayé sọ́ọ̀nù lọ lọ́rùn.
He had declared his post vacant.
Ó ti pàṣẹ pé ipò rẹ̀ ti ṣòfò.
And he had already chosen a replacement.
Ó sì ti yẹ ẹlòmíràn tí yóò fi rọ́pò.
He will never be replaced by the Almighty God. Ọlọ́run
ọgbà kò fi ẹlòmíràn rọ́pò rọ ní orúkọ Jésù.
Now look at this scenario that we just read.
Ẹ wá wo ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ tá a ṣe kà wọ̀nyí.
God is indeed to be seriously feared.
Lóòótọ́ lóòótọ́ Ọlọ́run yẹ lẹ́ni tá a bẹ̀rù
gidigidi. Chosen of the Lord.
Láàrín ọ̀sán ló jẹ́ ẹni tí Ọlọ́run yàn.
Today he is now rejected.
Lónìí ó ti wá bí ẹni ìkọ̀sílẹ̀.
Rejected by the same God who chose him yesterday.
Ọlọ́run tó yàn lánàá ló wá kọ̀ ọ́ lónìí.
Could the man who had been so miraculously called yesterday by God be rejected today?
Ó wá ṣe é ṣe kí ẹni tí Ọlọ́run fi ọ̀nà ìyanu pè lánàá kó wá di ẹni ìkọ̀sílẹ̀ látọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run náà lónìí.
Gloriously anointed yesterday has now become worthless today. Fellowship with witchcraft today.
Ẹni tó rìn nínú ìfòròyìn ìsọtẹ́lẹ̀ lánàá wá di ẹni tó ń bá àwọn àjẹṣepọ̀ lónìí.
Could the Almighty Son wholeheartedly choose a man yesterday and today is wholeheartedly rejecting him?
Ọlọ́run ọba ògbó alẹ́ tọkàntọkàn yọ ènìyàn kan lánàá bó sì di lónìí kó tọkàntọkàn tún kọ́.
Could it happen that yesterday there was a prophecy? Behold, I have chosen thee. Thus saith the Lord, I have chosen thee.
Ó wá ṣe ṣe pé lánàá àsọtẹ́lẹ̀.
Of the Lord.
Ó sì jẹ ohun Ọlọ́run ni lóòótọ́ lóòótọ́.
Today another voice has sounded again.
Ó ti wá di lóde ohun mìíràn. Báyìí ni Olúwa wí. Ó ti kọ̀ ọ́.
It is also an authentic voice.
Òtítọ́ sì tún ni.
Yesterday God could talk directly to Saul.
Lánàá Ọlọ́run ni bá Saul sọ̀rọ̀ tààrà.
Today now I cannot talk to him anymore.
Ṣùgbọ́n lónìí kò bá sọ̀rọ̀ mọ́.
Yesterday God had to say Saul should go and join the prophets.
Lánàá Ọlọ́run sọ pé kí Saul ó lọ darapọ̀ mọ́ ẹgbẹ́ àwọn wòlíì.
Now God had to send the word through somebody else go and talk to
him. Lónìí Ọlọ́run wá láti rán ọ̀rọ̀ náà láti ẹnu ẹlòmíràn kó tó tọ̀hún lọ bá sọ̀rọ̀.
God has to go and complain to somebody else that this man cannot be reached again today.
Ọlọ́run wá ṣe àwáwí fún ẹlòmíràn pé ọ̀gbẹ́ni yẹn a ò lè bá sọ̀rọ̀ mọ́ lónìí.
Yesterday the spirit of God was upon Saul.
Lánàá ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run wà lórí Saul.
Today the spirit of God has departed.
Lónìí ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run ti fi sílẹ̀.
That's why I say you should pray.
Ìdí nìyẹn tí mo fi ń pẹ́
sí ọ̀gá. I shall not miss the presence of God.
Ẹjọ́ ìgbàgbọ́ ìfarahàn Ọlọ́run.
The greatest problem of Saul was that he missed, he lost the presence of God.
Ìṣòro tó ga jù lọ tó ṣẹ̀ sí Saul ni pé ó pàdánù ìfarahàn Ọlọ́run.
Yesterday Saul smote the Philistines.
Lánàá Saul kọlu àwọn ará Philistines.
Today Saul and Israel fled before the Philistines.
Ṣùgbọ́n lónìí Saul àtàwọn ọmọ Israel wọ́n sá níwájú àwọn ará Philistines.
The tragedy of the whole matter belong to
God. Ìjàmbá tó wà lánàá ọ̀rọ̀ yẹn gan.
Is that one can be rejected by God and you don't know it.
Ni wípé Ọlọ́run lè kọ ènìyàn sílẹ̀ kó nítorí sì má mọ̀.
A man can be dying slowly and he does not know.
Ènìyàn lè máa kú lọ wẹ́rẹ́ kó sì má mọ̀.
A man can be supernaturally called and also supernaturally rejected.
A lè pe ènìyàn látọ̀run bẹ́ẹ̀ la tún lè kọ ènìyàn láti ọ̀run.
This is a very serious matter.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tó lé ní ọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
And it's a lot of people come to church who claim to be Christians but they've lost his presence.
Èyí ni pé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn ló ń wá sílé ìjọsìn tí wọ́n pera wọn ní Kristẹni. Wọ́n tó ti pàdánù ìfarahàn
Ọlọ́run. How and why can this happen?
Báwo ni eléyìí ti lè ṣẹlẹ̀? Kí ni ìdí rẹ̀ tí ó sì fi ṣẹlẹ̀?
Look at the book of Luke chapter 13.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká wo ìrere Luke orí kẹtàlá.
Luke chapter 13.
Ìrere Luke orí kẹtàlá.
Verse 25.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkarùndínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Luke 13.
Luke orí kẹtàlá.
25.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkarùndínlọ́gbọ̀n.
When once the master of the house is risen up.
Nígbà tí baálé ilé bá dìde lẹ́ẹ̀kan fún.
Had shut the door.
Tí ó bá sì ti ṣe ilẹ̀kùn.
And he begin to stand with that and to knock at the door.
Èyí ó sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí dúró lóde tí ẹ máa ń tòògùn.
Say Lord, Lord, open unto us.
Wípé Olúwa Olúwa ṣí fún wa.
And he shall answer and say unto you, no you not, where is he?
Òun ó sì dáhùn wí fún yín pé èmi kò.
Then shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drunk thy presence? And thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not once here. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. There shall be whooping and gnashing of teeth. When you shall see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and
you
yourself will trust out.
That's it, dear.
Look, beloved. Those who were denied entrance into the master's house are among the well-fed. Eating spiritual bread and drunk spiritual water right in the presence of Christ. They've healed the sick. They even pray for others. But here the word came and said, I don't know. Where are you coming from? So it's possible,
brother,
to raise up great works in the name of the Lord. It's possible, beloved, to even use your personal money to build churches and cathedrals. It's possible for you to evangelize and to sacrifice. It's possible for you to be very active in God's work and still not be intimate with Christ. I ask you a question while you are sitting this morning. When last did God say, son, daughter, sit down, I want to talk to you, and you began to hear the voice of God? When last did that happen to you? Unfortunately, the answer is, when people lack that intimacy with the Almighty. Those people who were denied entrance into the master's house, what was their sin? What was their iniquity? In Malachi chapter 1, Malachi 1:6. It will be a tragedy if you leave this meeting this morning with a plastic experience.
It
will be a tragedy if you leave this meeting this morning. Are you still joking, gambling with sin? Malachi 1:6. A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? If I be a master, where is my fear? Say the Lord of hosts unto you, priests that despise my name. And he said, wherein have we despised thy name? The iniquity that made those people to be denied access to the master's house is because they do not fear. They did not tremble in the holy presence of God. Devils tremble at the presence of God, but they do not tremble. The head shook. The heat melted like
that.
The walls crumbled. But they stood in his presence, unbending, unbroken. They refused to be melted. They refused to be smitten or convicted. They continued their lives where they live it every day. And so at the presence of God, walked farther and farther and farther away. When Israel lost a fear of God, no longer
rather tremble in the presence of the Lord. She became self-centered and wicked. Their preachers became like bags of wings. Unfortunately, beloved, I didn't say there is so much lightness in the house of God. That fear of God that used to bring his presence seemed to have vanished.
I don't care
somebody called God. Hi, Dad. How are you up there? Why do we come to his exalted presence with filthy rags of garment? Why do we drag ourselves in the presence of God and we are applauding him rather than falling at his feet and bowing before him? Bible said the Lord is in his holy temple.
Everyone
is silent before him. I want you to think about it today, beloved. When you lack his presence, you really don't have anything. Nothing really. Because anything can happen to you at any time. And the person will just be wasted or melt away like the morning dew. Look at what it says in the book of Psalm. In Psalm number 16, verse 11. Psalm number 16, verse 11. It's an important prayer to pray today.
I do not wish to pass that kind
of life. I do not miss the presence of God. Psalm 16, verse 11. Thou will show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At the right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Have you found that scripture? Can we read it together? Let's go. Psalm 16. So where can a man find fullness of joy? At the presence of God. There is no other way you can find joy apart from his presence. No wonder the psalmist prayed this very, very serious prayer. In Psalm 51, verse 11, it's one of the most serious, if not the most serious prayers in the Bible. Psalm 51, verse 11. Cast me not away from thy presence. Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. And bring me with thy free spirit. It is a wonderful, marvelous thing to dwell in the presence of God. So marvelous things to have the presence of God around you Moses was asked to lead the children of Israel away from the land of Egypt to the promised land. And the people that he had to meet, he knew that his own background.
Exodus 14 and 15.
I said my presence shall go with thee. And I will give the rest.
And there is the four knees to me.
I was at a door. What do you mean to go into the process? Go and watch with me.
You do not go back to the
land. Carries us not on edge.
Mas you know what you do, Latin, you know.
You can go anywhere.
Only if I believe you.
As far as the presence of God is with you.
It
is better to have the presence of God in your life than to have money. Which direction you are going, as far as his presence is there, no problem.
Go share back and give it to a glory. You won't participate by our own about your event.
But you know, it is a very dangerous thing to sleep at night without his presence.
Oh, you don't know about the gear, you also know. Let's see, Father,
because out of his presence, you have multitude of demons, witches, wizards, death, and discouragement.
It only lies in Father, in
his presence, you find all kinds of demotion, despair, and destruction. His presence, you find sin, sorrow, and confusion. So the question to ask yourself this morning before we begin to pray now. His presence.
Is there only if I
have you lost his presence?
About it, but I if I
have lost it.
About it,
have you never found it?
Have you seen back to
me? That's why the psalmist prayed.
If you need to ask
me, God, a word from my presence.
Yes, I need to go and be what
you want. You know that once I cast out from his presence. The person is wasted, he's finished.
You need to hold this over, what it don't for
us. How about the person will die
on the last one? You tell you,
need to
hold it, who go and
kick you. The person will get to a canteen and it's your food and be poison.
Only the one that they are going to have their tea and they don't want to have their
tea. They are just grown without this person.
It's only a call, like, leave, but I don't want
to be. Any discipline, any divine discipline is more bearable than when his presence is removed.
If Bible, you only pull it down.
Silence or level. He's not talking to you again.
If I will, let the Lord call you your father. Do be alone. Call your father. Don't you see my father? So, one of them, don't need to look.
When the presence of God is with you, you stop bothering about enemies like witches and wizards and all those kinds of things.
If I do,
in his presence, you are safe from some of the battles that sap the energy of other
Christians.
Is for his presence to always be upon you.
If you need your ladder, don't shake at a kid, you don't do your shells. You're lying, only give
for what a blessed experience you have for the presence of God to overshadow you anywhere you are, whenever you are, wherever you are sitting.
If you need to go like that, give for a woman, woman, your cannibal to that, I give you to that, not give you to that, you see.
He says, it's unfortunate that believers gather together.
Oh, so we love to go and we need to pass it. Go and go.
His grace with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his cross with praise. But how many people really enter that gate? Most of us sing with our mouth, but don't really experience it. This thing I'm talking about this one is the secret behind sicknesses and evidence and demotion.
Oh,
because every time the process the past, then everything can enter
it.
Unfortunately, most churchgoers can qualify for what you call outer court Christians. They are not in the inner court. They are not even in the Holy of Holies. They know what God is doing.
Oh, actually, like for your companies, then they are not poor. They are the two who are laying on. Oh, see, the minimum, you know. Oh, see, the minimum.
Many people come out to sing outer court songs that have no impact on anybody anywhere at all time.
But you know what that is what you are doing.
Many of the person that got that person, I'm not careful, they don't
not do something serious, they will make outer court Christians say that.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ló wà lẹ́yìn àgọ́, ìgbé ayé ẹ̀yìn àgọ́ ni wọ́n gbé bí wọ́n bá ti gé ìsára kó múra sọ́rọ̀ ara wọn títí tí wọ́n fi kún wọn dúró ní ipò Kìrìsìtẹ́nì ẹ̀yìn àgọ́.
Outer court Christians who lose their temper.
Àwọn Kìrìsìtẹ́nì ẹ̀yìn àgọ́ ló máa ń bínú.
Is the outer court Christian who carry bitterness about in their heart.
Kìrìsìtẹ́nì ẹ̀yìn àgọ́ ló ń di ìkorò sí ọpọlọ káàkiri.
Outer court Christians who commit fornication and adultery.
Àwọn Kìrìsìtẹ́nì tó wà lẹ́yìn àgọ́ ló máa ń ṣe àpòrò àti panṣágbà.
The outer court person who will go and start sleeping with another man because he say, well, my husband is not touching my home, so I want to buy commit fornication and sex. An outer court woman, outer court man.
Obìnrin tàbí ọkùnrin ẹ̀yìn àgọ́ la sọ pé ìyàwó mi tàbí ọkọ mi ò bá mi láṣepọ̀ nítorí náà wọ́n wọ ilé òmíràn lóde.
Those are outer court people.
Àwọn ènìyàn bẹ́ẹ̀ yẹ
lọ́tì ìyàwó. Lọ́tì the holy place and lọ́tì the holy of holies.
Òsì nínú àgọ́ òsì nínú ibi mímọ́ òsì nínú ibi mímọ́ jù lọ.
Outer court Christian who keep somebody's malice in mind and be incubating it and incubating it waiting for the best to go make another mistake and then explode.
Àwọn eré ẹni ẹ̀yìn àgọ́ ni yóò máa di àrùn kò sínú nítorí ẹnìkan. Wọ́n sì máa ṣàbálẹ̀, wọ́n máa ṣàbálẹ̀, wọ́n máa wá dúró di ọjọ́ tí ẹni náà yóò tún ṣẹ̀wọ̀ kí ó balẹ̀ kú jáde.
You see people who find it so difficult to pay their tithes because they are outer court Christians.
Ìjọ orí ẹnìkan tó nira fún láti so ìdámẹ́wàá rẹ̀ nítorí pé Kìrìsìtẹ́nì ẹ̀yìn àgọ́ ló jẹ́.
Some deceive themselves and say, well, they say 10th, what is this tithe sef? What is 1, what is 10th, what is tithe?
Àwọn ìlòmíràn ti ẹ̀rọ àjọ wọn ní ìdámẹ́wàá, ìdámẹ́wàá, ìdáko nínú mẹ́wàá. Kí ló ń jẹ́ bẹ́ẹ̀ gan?
Tithe is 1/10 of whatever comes into your hand.
Ìdámẹ́wàá ó ní ìdáko nínú mẹ́wàá ohun gbogbo tó bá.
But if you are paid 1,000 naira, 100 naira of it belongs to God. If you spend it, you will end up wasting the 9/10.
Èyí ni pé bí ohun tó bá tẹ̀ lọ́wọ́ bá jẹ́ ẹgbẹ̀rún kan náírà, ọgọ́rùn-ún náírà nínú rẹ̀ ló jẹ́ tọ́lọ́. Mo bá sì na ó kẹ́yìn láti sọ ìwé ọ̀dọ́.
If your profit is 1,000 naira.
Bí èrè rẹ ó bá jẹ́ ẹgbẹ̀rún kan náírà.
100 naira of it, 1/10 belongs to God. Not yours, don't touch it.
Ìdá kan nínú ẹgbẹ̀rún yìí tí ń ṣe ọgọ́rùn-ún náírà ó jẹ́ ti ọlọ́run máa fọwọ́ kan o.
Are you saying, what is this? Is it, are you saying that this, is it when they have removed tax, when they have removed house rent, whether everything you are giving them, the 1/10 comes to God, whether without removing anything?
Olùsọ̀pẹ́ ṣe lẹ́yìn tàbá ti yọ owó ọdún, tàbí yọ owó ọdún, tàbí yọ kẹlẹ́ ìkúrò pẹ̀lú ara odidi rẹ̀ lápapọ̀ ìdámẹ́wàá rẹ̀ ìtọ̀wọ́ rẹ̀.
Those who are wise give God 25%.
Àwọn tó tilẹ̀ gbó wọn máa fún Ọlọ́run ní ìdáko nínú mẹ́rin gbogbo rẹ̀.
Ọ̀gbọ́n people find it difficult to do their own type of human don't understand.
Nígbà tó bá nira fún ọmọ ènìyàn láti ṣe ìtumọ̀ rẹ̀ ni pé ẹni ẹ̀yìn àgọ́ ni wọ́n kò yé fún.
Therefore they can't really experience his presence.
Nítorí náà wọn ò lè ní ìrírí ìfarahàn.
Moses was convinced.
Ó dá Mose lójú.
The whole God's presence in his life.
Relies on Ọlọ́run nínú ayé òun
tí was useless for him to attempt to bring those people out.
Ohun tí òun lò ní fóun láti gbìyànjú àti kó àwọn ẹni ìjáde.
Ṣé Christian lọ́wọ́
lọ́jọ́ bíi Kìrìsìtẹ́nì ara?
If you have God's presence in your life.
Bí ìfarahàn Ọlọ́run bá gbẹ láyé rẹ.
You will experience what we call God's divine order.
Ó ní ìrírí ohun tí a kò ní ètò ti Ọlọ́run.
Now be at peace.
Àlàáfíà yóò wà.
A calm.
Ìdákẹ́rọ́rọ́.
A lack of anxiety in your spirit.
Àìkọminú nínú ẹ̀mí rẹ.
Live your life knowing that God is in control of everything.
Ó máa gbé ìgbé ayé rẹ pẹ̀lú òye pé Ọlọ́run ló ti
ṣàkóso rẹ. Still so well to the presence of the Lord.
Ohun àrà ńlá ni láti máa wọ inú ìfarahàn.
No preacher has any right to stand before anyone and talk if he cannot experience the presence of
God. Kò sí onímọ̀ àsìkò tó lẹ́tọ̀ọ́ láti dúró wàásù wájú ẹnikẹ́ni. Bóun ti kára rẹ̀ kò bá ní ìrírí ìfarahàn.
Some challenging even powers and expenses is not with you be wasted.
Mo dábẹ́ ẹ̀ sí pé àwọn agbára búburú níjà láì ní ìfarahàn rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú rẹ̀ wọ́n fi ó ṣòfò.
Àwọn ọmọ ìlú and carries presence in darkness will feel the void.
Ibi gbogbo tó o bá lọ tó o sì gbé ìfarahàn rẹ̀ débẹ̀, òkòkò yóò yọ yóò sì sáré.
There are things that happen when you enter the presence of God.
Àwọn kankan máa ṣẹlẹ̀ nígbà tó bá wọ iwájú Ọlọ́run.
Number one.
Àkọ́kọ́.
You experience times of refreshing.
Ó ní àkókò ìtura.
A time of refreshing.
Àkókò ìtura.
Number two.
Èkejì.
Wisdom enters into your inner man.
Ọgbọ́n yóò wọ inú ẹ̀mí rẹ̀.
There may be situations you are facing and you don't know how to do it.
Àwọn kan lè máa ṣẹlẹ̀ sí ọjọ́ òkú ọmọ ti wù.
You are confused, you don't know what to do.
Ọ̀kọ̀rẹ́ pọ̀ lórí ọ̀gbọ́n tó ń
ṣe. Enter into his presence.
Tó bá ti wọ ọgbájú rẹ̀.
Wisdom enters into your inner man and what to do.
Ọgbọ́n wọ inú ẹ̀mí rẹ̀ lórí ohun tó
Submission. Number three. In the presence of the Lord,
there are you, Lord,
God rises loves in your heart.
It
rises loves into your heart. In his presence. Number four. In the presence of the Lord, God makes us to want to obey. A lot of Christians are what you call stubborn goats. They come to God, God break their horns, but they want to come back. And some are so resistant to any form of drastic change in their spiritual
life.
In the presence of God, we receive cleansing. We receive a cleansing from Him. And if you don't go for that regular cleansing,
emptiness
and pollution of this world will pull down your spiritual life. His presence is the fullness of
joy.
In his presence, the joy of salvation is restored. The joy of salvation is restored. If I begin to move apart this morning,
the Bible is in
your
back,
you need
to ask me
all the
world.
Teachings, revelations, information.
ìròyìn,
answers,
ìdáhùn,
unlimited knowledge,
ìmọ̀ tí ò lópin,
in his presence,
níwájú rẹ̀.
In the presence of God,
níwájú Ọlọ́run,
receive instruction,
ó gba ìlànà,
messages,
ọ̀rọ̀,
teachings,
ẹ̀kọ́,
revelations,
ìfihàn,
information,
ìròyìn,
and answers,
ìdáhùn,
and unlimited knowledge,
ìmọ̀ tí ò lópin,
in his presence,
níwájú rẹ̀.
In the presence of God,
níwájú Ọlọ́run,
receive instruction,
ó gba ìlànà,
messages,
ọ̀rọ̀,
teachings,
ẹ̀kọ́,
revelations,
ìfihàn,
information,
ìròyìn,
and answers,
ìdáhùn,
and unlimited knowledge,
àti ìmọ̀ tí ò lópin,
in his presence,
níwájú rẹ̀.
In his presence,
níwájú rẹ̀.
Moses said,
Moses,
if your presence go not with us,
bí ìfarahàn rẹ̀ kò bá ní bára lọ,
take us away from here.
Báwo ni mo fi lọ kúrò níyì?
11.
Ìkọkọ̀lá.
In the presence of God,
níwájú Ọlọ́run,
we find mercy and grace.
A ó rí àánú àti oore ọ̀fẹ́.
To help others in the time of need.
Láti ní irú àwọn ẹlòmíràn lọ́wọ́ nípa ẹ̀mí.
Mercy and grace,
àánú àti oore ọ̀fẹ́.
Help others in the time of need.
Láti ní irú àwọn ẹlòmíràn lọ́wọ́ nípa ẹ̀mí.
Two and a half.
Ìkejìlá.
In the presence of God,
níwájú Ọlọ́run,
our strength is renewed.
Agbára wa yóò di ọ̀tun.
Our strength is renewed.
Agbára wa yóò di ọ̀tun.
13.
Ìkẹtàlá.
The presence of God,
níwájú Ọlọ́run,
we can teach others the way of the Lord.
A lè kó àwọn ẹlòmíràn ní ọ̀gbìn olúwa.
Cast not away from my presence, sir.
Má ṣe sáré ti kúrò níwájú rẹ lórí.
That only sin from me.
Má ṣe gba ẹ̀mí kúrò rẹ lọ́wọ́ mi.
In the presence of God,
níwájú Ọlọ́run,
that is what you call the fire of God.
Ndí àwòrán tó ń jẹ́ iná Ọlọ́run.
No witch, no power of darkness can go into the presence of God and pull out a person for destruction.
Kò sí oṣó tàbí àjẹ́ tàbá báyìí kòkòkò tó lè wọ iwájú Ọlọ́run náà kó sì lọ fa ènìyàn kó kúrò fún ìparun.
Because the fire of God's presence.
Ìtòrí iná iwájú Ọlọ́run
melts away wickedness.
Yóò yọ ìwà ìgbà.
As flame makes candle.
Bí inú o ti ń yọ fìtílà.
Nothing can clean the mind of a believer faster than when you get to the presence of God, you spend time there and the fire enters into your soul.
Kò sí ohun kan tó lè wọ onígbàgbọ́ mọ́ tó bí ènìyàn wọ iwájú Ọlọ́run kó lo àkókò níbẹ̀ kí inú rẹ̀ ó sì fọ ọkọ̀ onítọ̀hún.
No matter how disturbing your environment is,
sọ́jú kí ibi tó wà orí ìdààmú tó.
His presence brings peace into the situation.
Ìfarahàn rẹ̀ yóò mú àlàáfíà wá.
As Christians, is therefore very important.
Ní torí náà gẹ́gẹ́ bí Kristẹni ó ṣe pàtàkì.
That we should begin to key ourselves to his presence.
Dábẹ́ rẹ̀ sí ti ara wa bẹ iwájú rẹ̀.
15. With the presence of God.
Ìkàpínlẹ̀ ogún níwájú Ọlọ́run.
You have contact with the living God and the Almighty.
Ó gba Ọlọ́run àlàyé. Ọlọ́run ọ̀gá ògbóró gba pàdé.
Many times we pray, 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 pray.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọ̀gbà
we don't spend time to lis ten to what he has to say.
Ṣùgbọ́n a kì í fi àkókò sílẹ̀ láti tẹ́tí gbọ́ ohun tó wúlò ní.
16. The presence of God.
Ike ìdílé ogún níwájú Ọlọ́run.
You have angelic ministrations.
Ó rí iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ àwọn angẹ́lì gbà.
Angels will come and minister to you right there in his presence.
Àwọn angẹ́lì yóò wá láti ṣe iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ fún oníwájú rẹ̀.
17. The presence of God.
Ike ìdílé ogún níwájú Ọlọ́run.
You have clear divine guidance.
Lórí ìtọ́ni tó yẹ kó o gbà
látọ̀wọ́. Confuse about your life, are you confused about what to do?
Rúdò rúdò. Ó wá dé máa nípa ayé rẹ nípa ohun tó yẹ kó o ṣe àdéhùn.
Àdéhùn yìí kò ṣe kí ni wọ́n ti bá gbàgbà.
Lọ́wọ́ ìtọ́ni tó yẹ kó o.
Go into his presence.
Lọ síwájú rẹ̀.
There you can obtain all this.
Níbẹ̀ ló ti rí nǹkan wọ̀nyí gbà.
18.
Ìkejìdínlógún.
In the sense of God, you have deep understanding.
Níwájú Ọlọ́run, ó ní
what is not clear to most people will be very clear to you.
Ohun tí kò yí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn yóò wà pé kẹ̀kọ́ dáadáa.
What I'm saying now, age has nothing to do with it.
Ohun tí mo sọ nísinsìnyí kò ní í ṣe pẹ̀lú ọjọ́ orí o.
Age is not wisdom.
Ọjọ́ orí kọ ni ọgbọ́n.
Can spend the whole of your life learning nothing.
O lè lo gbogbo ọjọ́ ayé rẹ fi kọ́ nǹkan tí ò já náà kọ́ fún.
Education is not wisdom.
Ẹ̀kọ́ ilé ìwé kì í ṣe
ọgbọ́n.
You
can
ó sì sọ pé o kàwé.
You can get a PhD on nothing.
O lè gbé ilé dókítà níbi òfo.
An eventually somebody discovers that what you got your PhD on is even wrong.
Ó wà kí èsì pé ẹnìkan tó wá sọ lọ́jọ́ kan pé ohun tó ń parí ilé dókítà òun ní lórí kò tọ́.
zero.
Nítorí náà ń bá oyè dókítà lórí òfo.
Ṣé o ti lè sọ fún ọdún ọdún àtọ́kùn àpá?
Nítorí náà kọ́ kì í ṣe ohun tí a sọ báyìí.
Ṣé o máa gbóòrò to his presence?
À ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa lílọ sí iwájú rẹ̀.
Why do you care? You have a deep understanding.
Nígbà tó bá wà níbẹ̀, ó ní òní epo jinlẹ̀.
This is a very very serious matter.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tó ní omi ní gidi ní ọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
Number 18.
Ìkọ̀kọ̀ ní ní omi.
In his presence you have comfort and encouragement.
Níwájú rẹ̀ ló ti rí ìtùnú àti ìmúlọ́pọ̀ lé.
Many are looking for those who will encourage them.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ló wà àwọn tí yóò mú ọlọ́pọ̀ lé.
Those who want to encourage you, they themselves are looking for encouragement.
Àwọn tí wọ́n ń lérò pé kí wọ́n mú ọlọ́pọ̀ lé, àwọn náà nílò ìmúlọ́pọ̀ lé.
Practice going to his presence.
Gbogbo bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí fi lílọ síwájú rẹ̀ síbi ìṣe.
Receive comfort and encouragement.
Ó rí ìtùnú àti ìmúlò pẹ̀lú gbà.
20 years process the level.
Ogun ní iwájú rẹ̀.
Require supernatural abilities.
Ó gba àwọn agbára àtòkè wá.
You come out of the place with an ability that you didn't have before you got there.
Ó jáde kúrò níbẹ̀ pẹ̀lú irú agbára tí o ní tẹ́lẹ̀ kó tó wọ.
In the presence of God.
Níwájú Ọlọ́run.
21 minutes. You receive divine visions and trances. Divine visions, divine trances, divine dreams. There is no bad dream in the presence of the Master. 22. In the presence of God, you have stubborn yet been broken.
Níwájú Ọlọ́run àwọn àjàgbá lóríkùn mo máa ń fọ́.
It will just break off his own accord.
Yóò kò fún ara rẹ̀ fọ́ ni.
23.
Ìjẹ́talélógún.
In the presence of God, you receive physical and spiritual healing.
Níwájú Ọlọ́run ó gba ìwòsàn nípa tara àti nípa tẹ̀mí.
Go down with sickness by the time you spend time in his presence, the sickness has disappeared.
Òjò rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú àìsàn ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tó ń gbìyànjú àkókò níwájú rẹ̀ àìsàn àpòrò.
24.
Nígbà tó bá dé iwájú Ọlọ́run.
The nature of God will be impacted into your life.
Ìwà bí Ọlọ́run ló wọ inú ayé rẹ̀.
So that you can manifest as a God.
Kí Ọlọ́run bá lè máa fara wọ̀ bí Ọlọ́run láyé.
25. In the presence of God, bodies, lives, bodies are lifted away.
Ìkarùn bí ní ọ̀pọ̀ níwájú Ọlọ́run àwọn ẹrù wúwo ti ayé yìí yóò kà kúrò.
It is therefore a tragedy.
Nítorí náà ìjàmbá ńlá gbà mí.
To lose his presence.
Láti pàdánù ìfarawọ̀.
Therefore a tragedy.
Ìjàmbá ni.
To be cast away from his presence.
Yà ló ń yọ kúrò níwájú rẹ̀.
Therefore a tragedy.
Ìjàmbá ló jẹ́.
To miss his presence.
Láti pàdánù ìfarawọ̀.
Fún ọkùn tó sọ ìbílẹ̀ lọ.
Ohun tó ṣẹlẹ̀ sí Sọ́ọ̀lù.
He started his presence was within.
Nígbà tó bẹ̀rẹ̀ ìfarawọ̀ Ọlọ́run wà pẹ̀lú rẹ̀.
Then the presence was removed.
Ṣọ̀ni kéde tí ìfarawọ̀ kúrò.
The miracle went from prophecy to witchcraft.
Ọkùnrin ìwà kúrò nínú àsọtẹ́lẹ̀ ó di àjọ.
You see your Bible very well brother.
Kàbíbélì rẹ̀ dáadáa.
Adam and Eve they walked in the garden in the cool of God came to talk to the cool of the day.
Adamu àti kíkírí ìrọ̀lẹ́ Ọlọ́run máa ń bára sọ̀rọ̀ nínú ọgbà.
And when they stuck to divine agenda there was no problem. But the minute his presence was removed they were chased out of the garden.
Nígbà tí wọ́n tẹ̀lé ètò Ọlọ́run kò sí wàhálà ṣùgbọ́n ní kété tí àwọn ìfarawọ́lẹ̀ kúrò lọ́jọ́ wọn àlè wọn jáde kúrò ní ọgbà
lọ. Presence of God.
Enoku mo ìfarawọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
The man shock himself into stomach as he disappear but then find him again.
Ọkùnrin yìí ó bá Ọlọ́run ó sọ́ra rẹ̀ sínú Ọlọ́run débi ló ń gbà tó di àkókò kan àdìgbò.
Láti wí kọ́lé bá wọ́n di friend of God.
Ìdílé àti àdúgbò Ábẹ́rù lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run.
It's always in the presence of God.
Nítorí ìgbà gbogbo ló wà níwájú Ọlọ́run.
The wrestling match of Jacob, why did he take place? He took place in the presence of God.
Ìjà àkàdì tí Jacob ń jà nínú ilé ti ṣẹlẹ̀ níwájú Ọlọ́run ni.
Moses talked to God face to face.
Mose bá Ọlọ́run sọ̀rọ̀ lójú kan lójú.
Bible says Moses talked to God face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend.
Bíbélì ń pe Mose àgbà ọba Ọlọ́run sọ̀rọ̀ lójú kan lójú bí ènìyàn ti ń bá ọ̀rẹ́ rẹ̀ sọ̀rọ̀.
This man.
Àwọn ọkùnrin wọ̀nyí.
Experience his presence.
Ó ní ìrírí ìfarawọ̀ rẹ̀.
What was responsible for the mysterious and dramatic change in Isaiah's life?
Kí ni ohun tó fa àyípadà ìyàlẹ́nu àti àrà nínú ayé rẹ̀ Isaiah?
Presence of God.
Ìfarawọ̀ Ọlọ́run ni.
What made Daniel so popular?
Kí ló tó sọ Daniel ìdólógìdì?
Presence of God.
Ìfarawọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
What happened to Paul?
Kí ló ṣẹlẹ̀ sí Paul?
Experience the presence of God.
Ó ní ìrírí ìfarawọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
That's why one of the prayers of Jabez.
Ìdí nìyẹn tó fi jẹ́ ọ̀kan nínú àwọn àdúrà Jabez.
That they ask for the presence of God.
Ṣé o tó bèrè fún ìfarawọ̀ Ọlọ́run?
I want you to be with somebody.
You
want to experience your presence. To experience you. To move into you. These are very, very serious
questions.
What are the conditions? You want to abide in his presence?
There
are some conditions. The problem comes from. The first condition is purity of heart. The Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart. That's Matthew chapter 5 verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart. For they shall see God. All this sin you permit to enter through the window of your soul. The lust. The envy. The bitterness. The wicked thoughts. All of them will render the vision of God obscure in your face. If you want to continue the presence of God, you must be pure in heart. You must be honest before God. Already knows you, he knows the content of your heart, he knows what you are thinking even now. He knows what is in your heart that you are exalting above his name. He knows the pride of your heart. He knows the false humility that you have. He knows those dark pictures, the negative picture you've taken with your eyes, and you are developing the negative in the laboratory of your heart. You have to be honest with God and yourself. Somebody has said, it is only a goat that will continue to eat grass when he knows he will be killed on Christmas Day. Only a goat that will still be eating grass. Just providing more meat for those who waste it. You have to be pure in your heart. Let the searchlight of the Holy Spirit shine in your heart. Let it pick out all those terrible thoughts and throw them away from you. The first thing you need to do this morning is to speak to your heart. All the junks and jumbles and the dirty things the enemy has present in that heart should get out of the place. It's a very, very terrible thing. A man of God was standing somewhere preaching. Was preaching about hell, was preaching about all kinds of terrible things that would happen to the sinner. And as he continued passing, continued preaching, there was a long lady at the front who broke down and started crying. And they begged and begged after the service, she still continued crying. The man of God thought that it was the word of God that had entered into her heart that is making her to cry. The reason I'm crying, because I wish you were my husband. That's why I'm crying, sir. That's why the Bible says the heart of man is desperately wicked. Was not crying because of her person, she was crying because of lust in the heart. That's what that song writer says. Think about it this
way.
Your heart has been preventing you from moving into the presence of God. Will you not shout a command to that heart to be
saved?
The second condition for combating in His presence is that you must keep the commandments of God. And
thereby
we know that we know Him. If we keep His commandments, you must keep the laws of God. No matter how hard it is for you, you must keep it. The third condition is this. You must imbibe the spirit of prayer. You must pray without ceasing. Prayer has to be your oxygen. The Bible talks a great deal about prayer. And like I used to tell you here, can you achieve your destiny? Prayer without ceasing. Prayer is a detergent.
Prayer
is an insecticide. This is a very, very serious matter. You want to be in His presence. You want to abide in the presence of God. You must never, never miss your quiet time. Or daily power, reading a few verses and you close it, you say you have meditated for the day. You must go beyond
that.
This is a church of those who are going to heaven. The mountain of fire and rock of misery is not an entertainment arena. It's not just a spiritual or spiritual
alone.
It's a place where we prepare those who want to make heaven.
The
presence of God is not in your life and you die without His presence. You go into the presence of demons and the presence of hosts of hell. The presence of the people you were when you were alive. Number five condition
is
that you must meditate much upon the word of God. Meditate much in the word of God. The Bible says, what is denied is in the law of the Lord. His Lord that he meditates day and night.
That's
the characteristic of the blessed man in
Samuel.
Meditate much upon the word of God. And number six is it. You must be diligent in your Christian work. Sunday the King of Christ and he was belong to a group, he was belong to a fellowship.
Sunday
don't belong to nothing. We call them floaters.
I'm
floating and floaters.
I know
you make up your fathers as you float in and you float out. Technically, you are doing for Jesus. Because I want to collect prayer. When the time comes, when they will say dust or to dust, I shall go out. The brethren you collect will die there. What you do is whether you have his presence or not. This is a very serious matter. You must take it seriously. The seventh thing is this. You must cultivate the habit of spending time in God's presence. You sit down or kneel down. You pray. Read your Bible. To a session of praises and part of the reason why God teaches you praise songs is to help you to get into his presence. Songs that help you to get into the presence of God. I've been teaching you here. I don't teach you songs that will just entertain your flesh. You must know that with his presence you can survive any trouble that enemies bring you. Man, this morning, brother, that your mind must be disciplined. Because that one is the greatest obstacle to the presence of God. Disciplined mind is always the greatest obstacle to his presence. The noise pollution, all the phone pollution, you go to yourself and lose distraction. So you can be his presence. The power of God is coming upon you today. So that you become the kind of person God wants you to become. Make sure that by the time you leave this place, that the spirit of mechanical prayer departs from your life. Just praying like an engine, your spirit is not in it. You don't know how to converse with God as a friend. You cannot pray in the spirit. Maybe you even come and you have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you are comfortable. You are very comfortable. But you know that your inability to pray in the spirit is a great danger to your spirit. This is a very serious matter. This morning, brother, I like you to bow your heads. Begin to ask the Lord. Do a deep work in your life this morning. This is the time for you to talk to the Lord yourself. And be serious with God. Taken away from the presence of God. And this is why the enemy is having a few days. You must decide that the rage of the enemy is over. You want to experience him. All that's in scripture experience. Jesus is here. His power is in this place. He has the ability to take you from where you are to where you want. person to be.
Lọ síbi tó fẹ́ kó wà.
So this afternoon,
everybody tell me
there is a highway to heaven.
The people of God
to yourself, you say that again,
everybody.
None can walk up there.
You see any tone of the devil,
but the pure in heart.
People shall walk up
there. There is a highway to heaven.
The people of God to yourself, I
am walking on the King's highway.
Only the people of God.
There is a highway to heaven. None can walk up there. But
they're
pure in heart.
There
is a highway to heaven.
I'm
walking on the King's
road.
Listen to me very carefully.
There is a
highway to heaven. None can walk up there. In heart, there is a highway to heaven. I am walking on the King's highway. There is a highway to heaven. None can walk up there. But the pure in heart, there is a highway to heaven. I am walking on the King's highway. There is a highway to heaven. None can walk up there. But the pure in heart. There is a highway to heaven. I am walking on the King's highway. Can I hear you try it? Is that the best? sisters can do it. Brothers shouting that one at the sisters. what? Maybe Elijah, a great prophet. He was always in the presence of God. In that presence came power. You will now shout this louder than anyone here.
Unfortunate, unlucky.
Shout this loud and clear, sisters, after me.
And you are not going to tell me,
bad luck.
Yeah, I'm sure. This is